Anna Lindsay, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show. If you too are grieving the loss of a loved one this holiday season, you're not alone. Here's a new song that I just put out called I'm Not Ready for Christmas, and it's about just that.
Everything keeps on moving, but I'm still here, stuck in this loop. Trying to be grateful for each day while missing you. Wish I could say I feel at home, but I don't. Everyone likes to talk, cause no one wants to listen to the silence in the room or the masochist who mentions it. I don't feel joy, I feel the cold inside.
You are now listening to the greatest show in the universe.
Hey man, this is Tommy Chong. Right now you're listening to the Anthony Rogers Show.
Hey, this is Jordan Belfort, the real Wolf of Wall Street, and you're listening to the Anthony Rogers Show.
The Anthony Rogers Show.
Hey, what's up guys? This is Sean Danielson from Smile Empty Soul, and you are listening to the Anthony Rogers Show.
The Anthony Rogers Show.
Brian Vanderack from the Vertpipe here, and you're listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
Hey, this is James Jude Courtney, Michael Myers, a.k.a. The Shape, in Halloween 2018, Halloween Kills, and the soon-to-be-released Halloween Ends, and this is The Anthony Rogers Show.
I am Dave Holmes from MTV and Esquire Magazine, and you are listening to The Anthony Rogers Show.
What's up, everybody? WWE Hall of Famer, the Godfather, and cannabis expert, and connoisseur, and you're watching The Anthony Rogers Show. Peace.
Luxurious Bastard Beard Co. is the best in beard care products. Grow a beard, be a man, and use Luxurious Bastard Beard Co. Use promo code LEGENDARY to get a discount. And get your Christmas shopping done early. Luxurious Bastard Beard Co. Link in description. Hemper offers a premium monthly smoking subscription box for all of your smoking essentials. Avoid trips to head shops and gain access to limited edition bongs and smoking goodies. Discover limited edition glass and innovative accessories. 3 million boxes shipped. Get this month's box $39.99 for over $100 in smoking gear.
Wild Protein Chips. Comfort food you can count on. Chips made from chicken breast, egg whites, and bone broth. High protein chips crafted from real ingredients, chicken breast, egg whites, and bone broth. No nuts. No gluten. No grain, no dairy, no potatoes. Use promo code LEGENDARY and try them for yourself. Hello everyone from around.
Welcome back to the greatest show.
Add excitement to your holidays with Ohio Lottery Holiday Scratch-Offs, including $1 holiday cash and $5 holiday lucky times 10, or holiday bonus millions with a 200 times multiplier and a $2 million top prize. Plus, enjoy second chance drawings where you can win 10 times, 100 times, or 1,000 times the price of your ticket. Scratch-Offs make the perfect gift, and best of all, there's no wrapping required. Lottery players are subject to Ohio Laws and Commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The entire universe, buy everything from the ads. I'm trying to get a mansion. I'm Anthony Rogers, co-host Nikki Nightly. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
It's good.
I'm wearing an ugly Christmas sweater. Check this out. Santa on a unicorn. Yeah.
Festive. Yeah, no, I should have done that. Yeah, no. Holiday vibes, you know.
Yep.
Today we have a huge story for context and stuff. I imagine a lot of people would know them from St. Louis stuff, but if you're not in St. Louis, I mean, who knows? I don't know how big the reach is. I'm not trying to say that. But a podcast called Cancel This. I was recently on it, and it is based where I am. That's why I said that originally. So it's an interesting story. Like I think the main dude, or the dude Vic that was on there was on this like Fox Morning Show that was like huge, and then some controversy happened, and then he just like made his own show called Cancel This, which is like ballsy to me.
I love that.
Kind of cool, and like I think then like I think it's that's just add some context to the 150 people watching so far. It's kind of creeping me out that we already have that many people. I feel stumped right now. I was trying to have a conversation. All these people are watching me. But so today's episode, Vic Faust and Lizzie Sparks, co-hosts of Cancel This. Thank you all for coming here this late. And when you guys have a morning show, you're insane.
Dude, we're grateful to be here, my friend. Hi, Nikki. Nice to meet you. Anthony, we talked to you before. I'm Vic Faust, so Cancel This.
And I'm Lizzie Sparks, and you're right. Vic has big balls, so it's great.
She's like, I've seen them.
I haven't seen them, but I've heard them. I've heard them jingling.
You can't but not notice them. No, dude, it is so great to be with you. Hey, you know what I was doing before I came here tonight? I was watching one of the all-time most underrated Christmas movies of all time. It is called Christmas with the Cranks. Do you guys have any idea what I'm talking about?
Oh my God,
It's on right now on AMC. I actually have it on my phone too because I was watching it. It puts me in a good mood. Christmas with the Cranks, an Anthony Rogers show.
Yeah,
light it up.
No, I love Christmas of our man. It's awesome.
Like, we have a show Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central, called CancelTheShow.com. News headlines, politics, interviews from all over the country, cancel culture education in regards to the stories where people are trying to fight cancel culture, those people trying to, cancel others and so forth. And Fridays, we have a free-for-all Friday where we do all kinds of stuff. We do paranormal. We do conspiracy theory Friday. And we've got social media star, social media influencer, Kelly Mano, who has, I don't know, like 10 million followers. She's based out of the St. Louis area as well. Internet web superstar. So she joins us for comedy. And so we have a lot of fun. Here's how it is. We talk real. We talk raw. And we try to tell every side of a story, man. Anthony, you were on the show. You get it. We were just given an idea for what people deal. And it kind of came out of the situation, obviously, with what happened with me 15 months ago when I was fired from Fox 2.
Yeah, no, I think that's where I was drawn to, because I think like a lot of people kind of lack of better wording, cock under pressure, and the world's like, oh man, everything's bad. This guy just like he yelled at somebody. Yelled at somebody? You didn't like stab anybody. You didn't do anything. Like really, it's obvious. You know, it's
sensitive. It's like insane.
And like if I was accountable for every time I yelled at somebody, I would have got canceled 3 times today. You mean it's like you're like the dude, it's insane. That's how I feel. I feel like you're like a good dude that got canceled for like dumb reason. For my
I'll give you a little summary. And you can take it from there and ask questions as you wish. Here's the thing. For lack of a better term, I lost it. I fucked up. I yelled and screamed at a woman that we had a history of not getting along.
Equal rights, bro.
When it happened, and I had no problems with her. I really don't. It is what it is. People don't get along sometimes, and it is what it is. My biggest problem with the whole situation is I told my bosses at Fox what had happened, and I showed them the text messages of me asking HR at the radio station. This didn't even happen at a TV station. It happened during a break on a radio station. So I showed my bosses that the text messages of me asking for a meeting, saying something bad is going to happen. I'm being set up every day. I'm being set up. Something bad is going to happen. Please help me. And then I didn't get messages back. So I asked again, so am I supposed to take care of this myself? And then I was told, yes, let me know how it goes.
You took care of it yourself.
Listen, I was not happy doing local news, and there's a variety of reasons. That's not the way I wanted to go out. But when I told my bosses, they said, well, you're not going to get fired over this. This is not a big deal. It's going to blow over. And I said, well, just let me go and tell my story to the press. I have no problem. Listen, I yelled and screamed and cussed at this woman, and I didn't commit a crime. Just let me go ahead and say, and they said, no, this is going to blow over. So my attorney was on those text messages. He saw it. He's like, you have to honor your boss's wishes. They say they're not going to fire you. Well, then the story blew up 2 days later. I was called and said, yeah, you're going to be fired. What you said was too wrong. And then it was one of those, I was like, you've got to be kidding me. The worst part about it wasn't being fired. It was they owed me about $140,000. And I didn't get any of that money. I didn't get any parachute. And then lawyers said, yeah, you probably have a right, but you need to pay us as you go. But I didn't have the money to follow through with the suit. So that's what I was most frustrated about. So then I wasn't going to let myself listen. I kind of quote canceled myself, if you want to say that. I had no problem with getting fired. I never did. It was just
like, please fire me.
but I didn't have a chance to tell the truth. So, you know, I'm not this dick, even though a voice recording would say differently. And people who know me.
Oh, my God. Wait, there's a voice recording. Can we listen to it?
I was recording.
You can find it. You can look it up.
And I've heard it a bunch of times. And it's one of those things where I'm still embarrassed by it because I had just lost. I was on 3 hours sleep. I was working 17-hour days. I was working two jobs. I was working radio throughout the day, morning and day, and then I was working TV at night. Single dad taking care of two kids. One of my sons lived with me full-time. And I'm a mom working two jobs, and I'm busting my ass, and I blew it. I lit the candle at both ends, and that was that. So what was born out of that is Vic's got to come up with something to support himself. Yeah. So in the midst of all of that, Eric Johnson, who joins us on Friday, is like, man, you should do a podcast. And then we try to come up with a name, and Eric, after, I don't know, about a week, said, what about Cancel This or Cancel Something? I'm like, Cancel This. So Cancel This was born. It's been a whole lot of fun that we have done now for about a year, and we're learning on the job, and it's a great situation. We love what we do every day, and people who join us usually listen in. One of the best stats that we have right now is that listeners listen to about 70% of the content, listeners and viewers that we put out there, which is a huge stat. So we're just trying to get known, and maybe one day we'll be big like the Anthony Rogers Show. I'm being serious. I was being damn serious. It's like, what the hell's wrong with this Vic guy?
Yeah,
this guy really is an asshole.
Vic, Dick. A lot of things that rhyme with Vic.
Yep, Big Dick Vic. That's what we call him.
That's crazy.
Oh my God.
That's a crazy story. I saw that pop off. And I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just like, people get like mad the dumbest shit. Like, it makes no sense at all to me. Like, I don't know. I feel like cancel culture is it's like ridiculous. if they're firing like a news guy like for an argument, like cancel culture is going like way too far. And they've also like deleted a sitting U.S. president and like deleted millions of people from platforms. I mean, so it's gone way too far. And I like that you didn't just go, okay, that sucks. I guess I work at a grocery store forever and I'm not going to try.
You
get back into it and you're just like, okay, I'm gonna flex on this that I was canceled and push forward. And I think I think it's a powerful move, you know?
Well, I agree.
Anthony and Nikki, I was ripped by some, I'm not kidding you. I know you can't please everybody. You shouldn't try to please everybody. That's part of the canceling situation as it is. But I was literally told, you're getting back on air after 3 months. I was like, what am I supposed to do? This is what I've done my entire life. And if I have a chance to get out there, listen, people screw up. As I said earlier, they fuck up. You know what? We make mistakes. We're human. The difference is it's a life lesson, not a life sentence. Apologize, be sincere about it, offer to do whatever it takes to make up whatever you screwed up. And if people don't want to accept your apologies or people don't want to accept that, that's on them. It's not on you. So, you know, I went to some counseling just to make sure that everything was cool, that I could handle it, because you go through a traumatic event and counseling was great. And I was specifically told, listen, if people still want to give you shit, that's on them. And it shows some situations that are going on in their life. It's not about you, Vic. You've attacked.
Yeah, they're projecting. They're projecting. Yeah.
So, we screwed up. I screwed up. I apologized. I apologized to the woman three times, or tried to three times before she put it public. And I had no problem with that. That was her prerogative. If you give people a reason to come after you, that's on you. And you got to be aware of your actions. So I ate it. I owned it. And I moved on. And I've got Lizzie and Projo. And we're doing our best to rock and roll the show that we do Monday through Friday.
That's awesome.
That's so commendable. I love that.
That's great. No, I found out Lizzie's related to a state rep I had on the show, Justin Hicks.
Yes. That's my son-in-law.
That's your son-in-law.
Okay. Her camera's not up anymore.
I don't know what's wrong.
Oh, we're fixing Lizzie's camera now. Okay. I didn't know that we were up, or I would have said something myself. The thing about Lizzie's son-in-law, Justin, is he is super smart, super well-spoken. He rocks whatever he does. He's come into our studio. He helped us go viral. I mean, you guys go viral all the time, but he was a guy that was super popular, for being in the Missouri House.
Right.
And, you know, he was getting yelled at by another African-American.
Yes, he's African-American. And he was being yelled at by another African-American lady. And she kept wanting him to identify as Black. And she kept saying, how do you identify? How do you identify?
What is your ethnicity?
Yes. What is your? Yeah. And just kept it up. What's your ethnicity? And she didn't even say it correctly. And so finally he goes, I identify as an American.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so then everybody started clapping and it went viral. We had him on here first. And then, like, if you look up his name, there's every TikTok in the book. I mean, he went on every news channel after being on here, and you can find him viral.
Hell, he was even on Fox News.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, he was one of the he was either he was like the second or third like state rep I had on a show. I think like I had the guy in his position. The guy that ran that was in his office before him was like one of my friends. His name was Justin Hill. I had him. He's like one of my. Yeah, I think he was the first ever state rep I had on a show. Like,
so Justin's already done your show too, Justin Hicks.
Yeah. I had him on like I had him on. He was one of the second or third state reps I had on. I think
that's awesome. And Justin Hill is a good friend of ours too.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Good guys. Darden, out of Darden Prairie. I know that's great. No, it's crazy. Like, last night we had a police officer that wasn't Republican, and they threw me off. Like, it's like I've never seen that in Missouri. That's like unheard of. Like every police officer out here. Is
like, you know, like, what? That's interesting.
That is interesting.
And she wasn't Republican. It threw me off. I was like, I was like, and she has Telegram too. I'm like, you have Telegram. You were a cop, but you're not Republican. It makes no sense. He's like. I out of Missouri, that's unheard of, probably.
Well, there's one more defining factor that you didn't get. If she or he would have been on Truth Social and then said they were Democrat, then I would have said you're lying.
Yeah. When it used to be police officers were all Democrats, it's just relatively, I would say, what, 3-4 years or so?
Maybe, there's a lot of Democrat police in the city. I know some.
I think so. Yeah.
In the city of St. Louis, that is.
Mm-hmm. Now police officers.
That's gotta be crazy. Like, imagine.
I know I'm talking and you can't see me. I'm just a little.
Oh, we're trying to work on that, Anthony. By the way, I was told you have to bring us back up if you can, my friend.
Oh yeah.
To bring Daisy back up. I don't know what that means. Yeah, so we're rocking and rolling from that standpoint, as you talked about Justin. So it's cool. Now it is cool to be on your guys' show. You guys got something good going on, that's for sure.
Trying to, man, trying to get this going, you know, but no,
and like, then they're quiet.
I was thinking about
I don't know if you can hear us. We can't hear you right now, but hopefully we'll be able to figure that whole thing out. You do like talking about your,
Oh, okay.
You guys rock.
Imagine being like a police officer in St. Louis and like voting Democrat. Was like all the Democrats in St. Louis are just like, they're like, defund the police. I think I'm gonna vote Democrat. You know, I think I'm gonna go with the guys who farm me and don't want me to have money to feed my family. So I'm gonna go with those guys. Like the association of.
I mean, just like secretly hate their job. They're like, please.
Yeah, if Republicans were like, I hate podcasters, I'd be like, okay, I guess I'm libertarian or whatever, you know, I guess I'm moving like all podcasters shouldn't make money, you know, I'd be like, oh man, you know.
You
like,
are libertarian, Anthony.
Well, I mean, I look libertarian, but
for sure.
Hey, by the way, did I hear you got an advertiser or sponsor for beard moisturizing?
Bastard beard oil.
Bastard, yeah.
Be a man and grow a beard. It's like the first one.
Yeah, maybe you can give them for an advertiser.
Be a man.
Oh my.
Dude, like another great. They sponsor every episode. They're it's a good buddy of mine. Is that company? Like, yeah. Yeah, no, it's weird even having sponsors at all. It was like a kitchen show 5 years ago. You know, we just like sat. You know, it was a kitchen table. Now I've had like so many huge people on now. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's gotta be the same vibe. I mean, is it like he's like you're probably like that's why I don't know how to define your show, because I think like you have a strong seamless market, but like with the internet, like anyone could watch it at any time. So like basically any show immediately just becomes national off of like just being on Rumble, YouTube, Facebook, or whatever. You know, it's like. It's a weird game to be in right now, and it's very interesting, and it's kind of terrifying to get that big, because you don't want to get like too big where they murder you, but you want to get like,
right,
you get, like
don't be like, murdered.
Yeah, you want to get like big enough where you're like underground, and you're like, okay, this guy like has a job, you know, and you're like, he he's able to pay his groceries, you know, but like if you get too big, I think they just murder you, right?
Well, for sure, you don't want any of the three-letter agencies showing up and knocking on your door.
Nope. Knock, 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 knock. It's the CIA's here.
That's the first thing. And then you can work on the others after that. That's
wouldn't
for
that
sure.
Be anybody big though at this point? Like anybody that gets like too big, they're just gonna like, I feel like you're just like hassled by like limitations of all that, you know. So you almost want to be underground forever. You know?
Can't like leave the house without people.
You know what though? Tucker Carlson with TCN, Tucker Carlson Network, who just started up, he has managed to go through. He has gotten massive, and done all right. Joe Rogan,
he's hilarious.
Clearly,
I love him.
clearly, Joe Rogan, who has done massively well. There's other. I mean, even Megyn Kelly is killing it. Benny Johnson's another guy that's killing it. These are guys and people that I watch and I see. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've done very well. They've been around for a few years like you. I mean, and you have a damn good audience, Anthony and Nikki. You guys do a damn good job. You have people showing up. And we encourage people to get involved. We have a beautiful studio and we rent it out too. We try to help people get started with their own shows, whatever it is. We have a football show that goes out of here. We have a show called Slightly Right. With a millennial that comes through. We've had in the past a woman come in and talk about healing in life. I mean, so you just never know who may show up, but whatever your niche is, whatever your love, whatever your passion is, let us know. Vic at cancelthisshow.com, Lizzie at cancelthisshow.com, and we can help you get going too. I mean, hell, just remember when you first started your show, Anthony.
Oh yeah, no. I used a Kindle Fire to interview rock stars. I was like interviewing like Guar with a Kindle Fire. I'm like on their tour bus with like the most ridiculous equipment ever. Just like it was like a $30 Kindle Fire I got off Amazon.
Kindle Fire.
Yeah, and I downloaded a recording app and I'm interviewing like Guar, like the Black Dahlia Murray, and stuff. And like I remember starting, man. It's like you got to start somewhere, man. I think I used speakerphone to interview Jordan Belfort. Speakerphone and like a Kindle Fire.
Wow.
You've come a long way.
You gotta fake it till you make it.
Well, I had a radio show and then I was fired a bunch. I was fired, rehired a bunch. Like they played with my emotions. You know, they weren't just like, you're fired. They're like, oh, you're back. Return of the King, you know, like oh, you're back. And then like, oh, I'm fired again, you know, dethroned again.
Usually the best are fired and rehired. It just happens that way.
Well, yeah, because they get emotional and mad at you. And then they realize they have no viewers after that. They're like, oh, fuck, where did everybody go?
I learned that when I watched Howard Stern's movie. I was like, holy shit, look how popular he became after getting fired.
I mean, that's kind of what you guys are doing too, though. I think that's the build-up. Yeah, it's the same thing. It's like you can't just like the audience decides if you're canceled, not like some guy at Fox or some guy like in anywhere, really. I mean, you know what I mean? Like
correct,
anywhere.
People do.
If you don't connect with your fans or anything like that, like I mean, I think
the
like,
one thing that we've noticed about that on that topic though, and I've noticed it because I still run into people. I was at a Christmas party last Friday, and it's interesting because when I go places now and there's people who I don't know what I'm going to run into.
Yeah.
Because I was super recognized in St. Louis after being here for 7 years and we were number one in our two news slots that I was in. Thank God to a good team. And, you know, we had
that billboard by the stadium too, bro.
They got that billboard down like really quick.
Like in 5 minutes.
I think it was 2 days later, the billboard, it was gone. It was, I mean, they had it. They were stripping that thing down pretty quick. Is that when I show up, you never know. I had not one, not two, but three people bring up situations to me. I had no idea. And they weren't looking at me weird because sometimes I know when people are like, oh yeah, that's that guy, like a positive way, or oh yeah. And three people I talked to, all three, two men and one woman said, oh yeah, we knew about your situation. Sorry, it was totally wrong. It's like, we totally agree with what you're doing, totally what you're saying. It's like, yeah, but literally one guy said it more directly than the other two, but it was a sense of, you're not a minority. Feel free to speak freely. You do have First Amendment rights. You're not going to be somebody who's going to be, quote, offensive just because you're giving your opinion. Don't worry. You are in the majority. It's a minority of people that want to kick people or be keyboard warriors or do things like that. And sometimes they just seem to be the loudest. So I said, don't be ashamed. I was like, it's all good. It's fine. I'm happy. It's, you know, starting a business from scratch is tough. It's not easy, but don't be afraid to speak up if you see other people trying to cancel others. And it's like, okay, mind your business. Just move on with your life. Just move on.
Well, I have a question for both of you guys. How do you think that the government is like conspiring like to create this cancel culture to like take away our freedom of speech and our rights?
100%. I think that's happening 100%. I really do think that our phones are being spied on, our TVs. Yeah. I think it is the alphabet soup, CIA, FBI, all of that. I have no doubt that they are looking at us and they're canceling anyone that is saying anything they don't like. And where I first...
Communism.
Yes, we are very close to communism right now. We really are.
We are. Well, look at the platforms. Lizzie and I talk about this. We have a great, and I mean a great, 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 great live audience that joins us every day. And they're interactive and they're informative, they're entertaining. And they tell us when they make comments, if they get, quote, banned on certain platforms, whether it be the book, whether it be YT, whether it be Rumble. I mean, that doesn't usually happen on Rumble, but they tell us, I mean, if they make certain comments. And it is interesting because our engineer / producer, Projo, even says when we talk about a couple subjects, I mean, we had a show that we did on Antarctica a while back. And Anthony, I know it's something that you've talked about as well. We had a bunch of crazy stuff happening with our technical all of a sudden.
Yes.
And then the other time when we have taken the deep dive into the Epstein logs, why is it the Epstein diary? And then we had people being literally canceled off the page, comments being erased and technical issues. Yeah. And Projo's so like, guys, I'm not trying to start.
The Epstein thing is here, a whole thing in itself. So like, even how that whole thing went down, like he just like mysteriously died and then like no one talked about it. It's like, oh, whatever. Like the world's biggest like child pusher is like, just, oh, you know, who gives a shit? Like that was a fucking mind fuck. That's when you know so much government people were involved with him.
Man, like him or hate Donald Trump. Just put it this, I mean, Donald Trump's been indicted multiple times and not one person who was on the Epstein log. Yet you've got a woman, Giselle Maxine, in prison, but not nobody else. That is the biggest farce, biggest joke, biggest tragedy that is that is currently going on outside of what's happening at our border. That's going right now. And you know what? Nobody's pushed. I mean, you have athletes here and there, specifically in the UFC, who will say things. Nobody else is pushing for that information.
They're probably scared. I mean, it's like they're like the mob. You know what I mean? It's like if you say too much, people are probably scared of like disappearing and shit.
Well, like, you know? Look at the Clintons. I mean, it's so many people are saying they come out with evidence against them, and like a week later, their heads chopped off or they're burnt in a car.
They're unalived by themselves on a rope.
Yeah, I need to say unalived. Because if you say the S word, like somebody commits S, our show often goes down. So we have to say the word unalived. So we have code words that our listeners.
Shadow banned.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
A vaccine is a cupcake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have to make up all these names because if not, our show goes down.
Yeah. And that's so sad that it's gotten to that point where like we have to like send secret codes to people because we can't speak our mind. Like that's literally, it just blows my mind. Like, oh yeah, like I don't know. It's sad. It's sad to watch.
It's sad. I mean, this is America. You still think that this should be the land of the free.
Yeah.
And we're really not as free as people think they are. If they really look into any of this, they know that we're very controlled.
It's an illusion. Our freedom is an illusion.
I think we're free. I think some people think we're not. And I think that they forgot, you know. I think these corporations in other countries like forgot that we're free.
Great point.
Yeah, and that is good.
Yeah, I think they just, it must have slipped their mind, you know. It really must have fucking slipped their mind. Because I think the Bill of Rights and I think everything like that stands and it supersedes big
tech. You know what? Yeah, that reminds me of something. It's like Pavlov's.
I mean, the Bill of Rights supersedes all that stuff. And I mean, that's how I feel. And I think it's about over. I think we're about to go to a renaissance. I think people are about to see that our shoe factory, they're trying to take over the world, is not qualified to take over the world. You know, I think it's one of those things, you know. And I think that just America's the best and we don't have to like lie about it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna like lie about it. Like, it's insane. Like our laziness led to their economic growth, basically.
Yeah.
Our slothfulness, you know what I mean? But also we're allowed to be lazy because we're smarter than them.
You're exactly right. This is all unraveling, all of this. So everything that they thought they were doing to us, now we know what's up. The jig is up. And so we are free.
free.
Like, yeah, it's like the Wizard of Oz. Everyone is seen behind the curtain.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
We just get conditioned like a dog. You let a dog walk outside with no fence.
It's slow, gradual. Yep. It's like being in an abusive relationship. It's like at first they're not really controlling, and then it just like, you know, it doesn't start getting bad until like months into it, and then you didn't even realize what you were getting yourself into. It's like, yeah, it's kind of scary. Like, but it is interesting, like, you know, how they're pushing us to just like this newer generations are so addicted to their phone. And they're not really like, there's almost like this level of like disconnect with like reality. And I think people aren't like, they're only seeing what they're like, you know, what media wants them to see. And they're not really looking like or questioning things. It's weird. Like I'll talk to some people and they're like, oh no, the government would never do that. They would never, you know, just like, why would they ever care about my health? They've never cared about my health. Like, why all of a sudden, like, oh, because, like, I don't know.
Hey, that's a great point that you bring up, because on Thursday morning at around 8 o'clock Central Time, you want to talk about trusting government. And I know people understand. I think on a general level, I'd like to think that a lot of people understand that the water that we drink is fine.
Oh, the fluoride?
If you haven't done deep dives, just wait till Thursday morning. We've got a guy that's coming on because his company is, I mean, he did $80,000 worth of sales just over Thanksgiving weekend because of the water purification system. His stuff's in Arizona State Sun Devil football stadium because of water. You don't think the government doesn't care? The simplest thing, water, how it's killing, literally killing us and promoting diseases as we age and causing stuff that was never intended in our natural makeup. Yeah. So we've got this guy on third.
For it's all listener, by design. I think it's all by design.
Yeah. So that goes on to what you're talking about, Nikki.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the fluoride in the water, another example of why we're so docile. Like it almost seems like in the 60s when there was wars, people protested, people would get angry. And now like, people don't really, I mean, some people do, but it's like people don't really get as crazy or worked up, I've noticed. People certainly are a lot more docile.
We don't want to ruffle feathers. Just go.
Yeah, no one wants to step on everyone's toes or like speak. Everyone's afraid to speak their mind. It's like, yeah.
No, I remember 10 years ago, it was like edgy to be like, in my 20s, I'd be like, oh, I just got banned for saying faggot. Huh? That's funny, you know? And I like laugh about it and stuff. And then like now, like everyone's getting banned. Like my parents are banned. Like a meme I shared, like Jeffrey Dahmer 4 years ago, got one of my pages taken down. I'm just like, what? It's just like completely ludicrous. And like, it's just going to come back hard on them all, man. Like these people, I mean, they're not going to like, I mean, I just don't think like, I don't think evil ever wins, man. I think it's just like, it's very ambitious, but it never wins. You know, it's like,
it's very ambitious.
Yeah, you're right. Evil doesn't win in the end. You're absolutely right about that.
Lizzie talks about that quite a bit.
I do. I think that there's so much evil. And like I just said, everything's unraveling. But in the end, evil loses because its face always rears its ugly head. Yep. And so in the end, good wins. You just have to keep doing good. You don't have to be a goody two shoes, but you don't have to go out and be mean to people either. You just have to, you know, tell the truth of what you really see going on. And in the end, you're going to be fine.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. That was awesome.
Well, it's true. And more people need to realize they can start businesses. Like, it's like if you can't speak your opinion on Facebook or like, I mean, Facebook's outdated probably in a lot of states. I mean, we use it here still, I think, but I'm just saying like Instagram, whatever, you can't say your opinion on things. Like, it's like, I mean, you might lose your job at Target, but you can start a company.
Correct.
Lose your call center job. You may lose your fucking bullshit job you hate anyway. You mean like you fucking hate your job anyway? Like getting fired is not even a punishment.
Right
now. Like stop watching this. Start your own company.
It may not be easy at first.
And then sponsor this podcast. You know, like after you start a
company. That's right. Make sure you sponsor the podcast so that we can keep talking about this.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's a good point though. Like people forgot they could start it. Like you can start an LLC in Missouri for like $30 right now. Mm-hmm. And you mean, like start, you know what I mean? You don't need a loan, you don't need this, just like find something to sell, find a way to make money. And it's like you know what I mean, it's like, I don't know. It's just like get rich. You know what I mean? Stop crying about everything, get rich. You know what I mean? It's like that's how I feel about it. You know, it's like oh, you lost your job at Kohl's. I'm sorry, you lost your fucking Kohl's. It's a fucking company. I mean, Kohl's sucks, don't fucking work there. Amazon replaced every store. Stores are over. Start a company. You know, it's like adapt with the times, you know? Like everybody's like so delusional.
Yeah. The next time I go into Coca-Cola's, I'm going to say that. When I see a worker crying, I'm going to say, stop crying and just quit and go start your own company.
Merry Christmas.
I'll buy your LLC for 30 bucks if it doesn't suck. If you pitch me right now your company, I'll buy your LLC. I'll buy it. And if it doesn't suck, if it sucks, I'll tell you. I'm not going to tell you. I'll tell you if it sucks. But if it does not suck, I will buy your LLC. Hit me up on OnlyFans.
OnlyFans. Like, you going to sell your feet on OnlyFans?
Don't get them growing on feet.
Feet finder? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was told I need to put my feet on there. I could make some money.
That's my mom asked me for advice. She's like, I think I'm going to start selling pictures of my feet. Can you help me?
Lizzie? I told you to sell feet pictures, Lizzie. I have to know this.
Maybe that's what. Maybe we're going to do an all feet Friday now.
Yeah, let's do it. Just one day.
I have experience. My feet have TV experience. I told you about
my
that.
Feet have TV.
Well, one of the listeners told me that I was took a picture of myself.
I got 14
by a pool, and my feet were hanging out. And one of our listeners said, "You need to go on the fan only page. You can make a lot of money." And I'm like, "Isn't that creepy?" They were like,
"The maybe feet fan Friday."
Yeah,
fun.
Freaky Friday feet. Want to see my feet God. For 50 bucks? 50
oh
bucks
my
a
God.
Month.
Feet fan Friday.
So here we fun. Go.
Everyone would sell out. Everyone would sell out at a certain point, I think. You know, like they're like that's like, you know, it's like, I'm not saying it's selling out, but it is selling out. Maybe it is selling out. I don't know. Is it?
It depends on what it is. We talked about selling out yeah. our show today.
Yeah.
We were talking about who we would maybe leave our significant other for. And we all got to pick one person.
Well, it was kind of a hall pass type of situation.
Yeah, it was like a okay, hall pass. Okay. And then we also said, okay, would you go with that particular person? And because we're pretty anti-jab here, and we're like, would we get it for that particular
Lizzie's husband, by the way, is just outside our studio listening as well. He's such a good dude.
He knows that I will leave him for Denzel. He knows if Denzel comes walking in here, goodbye, David. Goodbye. He's out of here.
Oh my God.
He's hot.
Even this Denzel, whatever age he is, 60-year-old Denzel. Yes!
He's still so good looking, and he's like loyal to his wife. And
yes, he
good
is.
Thing, so, and he makes a whole lot of money. So that's the only way my husband has to worry. So if Denzel
I like his loyalty is an issue. That you know, I like his loyalty to his wife, so I'm gonna commit adultery.
That's what I said. So if he comes walking in the door,
did we ever hear who his hall pass would be?
Who Denzel's?
No, David Sparks.
What if you were Denzel's? What if you were Denzel's? Like Denzel's like.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? Because I'm just so famous, he'd be like, "I'm gonna only leave."
Does
my
he
wife.
Get a
I'm
choice?
Especially her feet. I like her feet.
I like her feet.
I don't like her face, but I like her feet.
Love
who
her
is,
feet.
Who
love
has David told you about?
Oh, he's smart. He acts like there isn't anyone.
He's too damn smart.
Oh, does yeah. he love you? Does he love you completely unconditionally? Like,
yeah, he does.
That's
he
real,
does.
Though. That's real. That's good.
Yeah, he yeah. does, including my ugly feet.
I think he, and I look at Dave. Dave looks like a J-Lo type of guy.
No, he actually does not like J-Lo. That's one he doesn't like. I don't know.
My whole pass would be Denzel also. I'm going with Denzel too, I think.
You are too? Okay. Really? Okay. That makes sense. Yeah. So, Nikki, who's your hall pass?
Oh, well, I'm not in a relationship, so I can fuck whoever I want.
So you could have Denzel five times over.
I have a relationship. I'm like, we can be together, but I'm still going to fuck whoever I want.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that pick?
There you go. Mm-hmm. More
you
power
go.
To you. She
yours?
Said canceled. You know, I said, well, I was kind of in limbo because it would have been Kate Beckinsale. Do you remember Kate?
I don't really.
Actress
I'm not sure.
Kate Beckinsale. She.
Yeah.
She. I'm trying to remember the oh, what was the movie? She was in John Cusack. Serendipity.
Oh.
Anyway, you can look her up. But then she had some sort of fling romance with Pete Davidson, and it blew it for me. I was like, oh, shit, really? Pete Davidson?
Yeah, we all know a guy like Pete Davidson in real life. We went to high school with him, and he sucked. You know? Like, yeah. Seems like, I don't want to say his name. We got a lot of local people watching him right now, so I feel like I don't want to say, like, who I feel like it reminds me of, but no, there's a lot of people like you
know, yeah, probably not worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to give out your high school friends. I probably have some high school friends on there now.
Yeah. Kate's getting up there. She's in her 50s. So, you know, but
that
she's still
just a young whippersnapper.
But she looks, no, meaning that that's why people may not know who she is.
Oh.
I'd probably go Ghislaine Maxwell, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. You can go get some conjugal visits with
or like Epstein's mom. Is Epstein's mom still alive?
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I don't know if she's alive or not. I don't know. Jada Pinkett Smith just to piss off Will Smith. That'd be great.
Oh, Vic, that would be great if you went after her and then he could come in here and slap you right upside down.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I wouldn't let Will Smith smack
you. Don't you talk about my wife!
I couldn't imagine letting Will Smith smack me. Like I would beat the fuck out of Will Smith. I would beat the fuck out of the Fresh Prince. If you ever tried to smack me, ever, I would beat the fuck out of him as well. Like immediately. I would stop his head and beat the fuck out of him.
That would be so fun. I would love to see that.
I didn't
that.
Hear a word Anthony just said because I'm looking at you laughing.
Oh my God. You're like, he's like, could you imagine beating the hell out of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Oh,
no. You won't have to do
dude,
this.
I don't care if he was in Muhammad Ali.
Why did you make me do
30
this?
Seconds.
You just
his wife is neutered.
Oh, well, they're not even married anymore.
But they're going to live together for the rest of their lives, they say.
Oh,
they said they're connected. I saw that story come
well,
out.
Her hands are connected to his balls because he can't
do nothing. And you would know. Poor Dave. No wonder he's so in line all the time. Poor guy.
He likes it.
I love you, man.
Oh, yeah, that's fun for him. Probably not for Will, though. Will doesn't like it. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Hey, Anthony, thanks for having us on the show, man. We appreciate it.
Dude, yeah, no, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. Too. Yeah, if you're throwing any links on. Like that or whatever, yeah.
Anything else you want to know before we call it a show with you, big dog?
Well, yeah. How much can you guys bench collectively?
Oh, my God. I don't know, bench. Like, I got a right bench. Is it a healthy Vic or is it injured Vic with a shoulder that needs to be repaired?
Vic in his prime.
Oh, Vic in his prime. So what could you bench then, Lizzie?
10 pounds.
No, you we're going to give you 45.
Okay. Maybe when I was 17.
Okay. So
I'm a weak. I got weak arm. I blew my elbow. So I can tell you this. 45. I was lifting like 4-pound weights or 3-pound weights in each arm. And I literally during COVID blew my elbow out and had to go to the emergency room. That's what an elbow I am.
Anthony,
you can't even lift a bag of groceries.
No.
Anthony, is it just Lizzie and I's combined total?
Yeah, are you trying to get somebody? Are you trying to get a producer in on it too? Or,
well, maybe if we had producer Joe. What was that? 150?
Joe could do 150. Our producer.
In my prime, I played football at Mizzou. I don't know if you knew that, Anthony. So I was a big power lifter.
That's awesome. I didn't know that, actually. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was my highest bench was 340. So
that's nuts. What? That's nuts.
That they call me Thick Vic, remember?
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's not what I call you, but yeah. Okay. So now Thick Vic.
We thought that was for other reasons.
Thick Vic.
Right. I thought, yeah.
340 is nuts, dude. That's like crazy.
No, man, but there were guys. We had guys benching for. Oh, Dave Sparks, 320. And he. Yeah,
he's bragging out there.
No, so yeah, that was our bench time. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Cool. Yeah.
Well, we're nowhere near that anymore, though.
No, we can't do that anymore. Now, if somebody comes in, we can't lift weights. We could maybe punch them.
Yeah,
kick them.
We'll use our brains.
Yeah, we use our brains.
That's awesome, man. No.
And our balls.
And, yeah, I can kick somebody really hard balls. In their balls.
Hey, Joe, can you show Nikki and Anthony in the audience the drops that we use for Lizzie real quick?
Balls. Whack off your penis. Now you have a vagina. Whack off your penis. Now you have a vagina. Balls.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Monday,
Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. Central.
Oh, and that's I was being serious when I said that too.
Joe's great with making the drops.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Whack off your penis, and now you have a vagina.
And we are a serious show, trust me.
I was talking about don't take little kids and take their body parts off, and that's when you whack off their penis, and now you have a vagina. I'm taking way out of context now.
Balls, 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 balls. We're like little stupid teenagers going through puberty.
Yeah. I never grew up. I didn't. I should have grown up, but I didn't.
Anthony, you want to come on our show again, buddy?
Yeah. Let's.
And Nikki, not, you come.
Because I was just going to say how we'd have to get them both on together.
That would be great.
To do how we do. All right. Well, balls in our court.
Balls.
Balls in our court.
Anthony, we will not whack off your penis and give a quack off your penis.
I hope you don't whack off his penis. Dear God, he's a married man.
Dude, tell your wife I'm sorry. Laughing and tell me they're deadlifts still.
Oh my God. You're going to plug any of your social media?
I'm sorry, what was that, Nikki?
Do you want to plug any of your social media?
Yeah, thank you for giving us a chance. First, canceltheshow.com is what we are. Canceltheshow.com, that's our website. All of our original content is there. I guess, 268 shows. And we've also, you can catch us on Instagram, Cancel This Live. We're at Cancel This on Facebook. We're at Cancel This on TikTok as well, so you can catch us there. And you can watch us, the platforms that we're on canceltheshow.com are multiple. It's video and audio. So all the originals on audio, you know, like Spotify.
Apple, iHeart, pretty much all of them. If you want to listen to us, just about anywhere you could get an auditory.
And video, it's Facebook, it's Rumble, YouTube, Clout Hub, Twitter, Twitch. I think there's one more. So we appreciate you guys doing it. And we love support. We thank you for bringing us on, Anthony and Nikki. We are grateful for that. We appreciate it. Just check us out and see if you like us. And if you do chime in, we love what makes the show really cool is if you can do it live. Even though like 97% of the people that intake our show, whether it be video or audio, do so after the live audience as it continues to run. We do love the live audience because there's that interaction where people really get involved. Even if you have to pop in and pop out, it's an experience. And that's what we say. Give us a week. And if we're for you, great. If we're not, we wish you the best.
No, we don't. That's awesome. If you don't like our show, you can just
cancel you, mother.
You can just fuck off, okay?
That's right. We're going to cancel your ass if you don't like our show.
We will find you.
We will. I'm going to send the CIA over.
And I will kill you.
I'm going to send the CIA over to their house and told them they were talking about the cupcake, and that'll show them.
Lizzie's fired up. I feel sorry for Dave tonight. We'll see you guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you everybody for watching. I appreciate we have more shows coming up. I guess I'm just doing this for the rest of my life, I guess, every single day. I appreciate all these people watching, and the sponsors, guests, obviously. Without guests, co-hosts, sponsors, listeners, this would be fucking delusional, you know. Nobody would be watching, so I appreciate without everybody, this would be fucking delusional. So I do appreciate everybody. Rob, what's up, man? Kevin in the comments, everybody in the comments, appreciate you guys. I don't know if you haven't watched the Jim Brewer episode that happened a couple weeks ago, you should watch that one. If you have, watch it again. I don't know, fucking know. We have Ann Dorn on Thursday. You guys know Ann Dorn?
We love Ann.
Yes, we do.
She's on Thursday. I'm trying to think. I don't know who's on tomorrow, but an actress, I think, like she's in some movies and stuff, you know. We'll find out together tomorrow.
Don't say that about us. Say, oh my gosh, I would never forget Big Vic's name and that Lizzie Sparks. We're so popular.
Love it.
I was on the guys' show and I met you and I have a reference point. So I'm like, yeah, these guys are on the show tomorrow. You know, I knew that. You know, I had a reference point. But like, I've never met the people tomorrow, so we're gonna meet them all together. You know.
If you can ever do it in studio, we'd love you guys in studio as well, buddy. Okay.
Yeah. I want Nikki. Sure.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Look, it's Santa.
That's the best. Yep.
You guys have a great vibe, man. We appreciate it.
We do have a great vibe.
Thanks, Anthony. Yeah, thanks again, man.
They should watch your show in the morning and watch our show at night, I think. You know, boom. Stay awake 24 hours, watch both shows.
Well, there's nothing wrong with us having a network of shows, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Make sure you tune in here every night at 8:30.
Happy birthday,
watch these
Kevin.
Two crazies.
Tell Kevin happy birthday. It's his birthday Thursday. Happy birthday, Kevin. I went to high school with Kevin O'Keefe. I was telling him happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kevin! I don't have a good voice, though. I would.
Yeah, let's sing him happy birthday. We should sing
All right.
Okay.
Let me start us.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Terrible. Jesus.
Happy birthday, dear Kevin. Happy birthday to you.
That's why I'm a comedian and not a singer. But happy birthday, Kevin.
Anthony, Nikki, have a great night. We're signing off. We'll catch you guys later, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys. Bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one. Yeah, thank you all for watching. I'm going to get out of here, too. And those guys are great. Check out their morning show. It's one of the couple I kind of go through. I go through a couple morning shows. It's definitely one of them I watch. You guys should definitely watch it. Check their back catalog, obviously, if you haven't already. I mean, they brought a lot of their fans here to watch it, so a lot of you guys have probably already seen the show. But if you haven't, check it out. If you already watched it, keep watching. Thanks for watching tonight. Buy things from the sponsors. I'm trying to buy a water slide. So thank you all. God bless you. Get rich as fuck and make all your dreams come true.